America's national parks serve as a backdrop for some of the United States' best-known artwork. Much of that work was created long before the National Park Service established an artist-in-residence program. One man has just completed his fourth residency in Alaska and his ninth in the United States. KUAC's Emily Schwing caught up with Stephen Lias in Bettles to find out how he turns a backpacking trip on the Arctic tundra into a classical music composition.
More than 80 years ago, composer Ferdé Groffet wrote the Grand Canyon Suite. The third movement is arguably Groffet's most famous. It's his interpretation of a donkey trotting through the Arizona desert. Dale Lane Gardner is the coordinator of the Artist in Residence program at Gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve, north of the Arctic Circle. She says Groffet's work is the precursor to a now vibrant and growing program.
Early artists are some of the reasons why the parks were created. Some of the paintings done of Yellowstone and Yosemite that were brought into people's lives who never would have visited these places. And it inspired this awe in people that just telling them about a place doesn't do.
Not every national park in the United States has an annual artist in residence. But of the 23 national parks in Alaska, composer Stephen Lias has done a residency program at four, including Denali, Glacier Bay, and Wrangell St. Elias. He just returned from a 10-day patrol with a park ranger in Gates of the Arctic.
Each park presents its own experience, but this one was by far the most immersive. It was the longest. It was the one that pushed my boundaries the furthest.
This summer, the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival showcased a composition Lias created after his experience in Denali in 2011. The National Park Service also hosted a concert inside the Denali Park boundary to show off Lias' work. Lias says he tries to avoid expectations prior to his residencies, but when he landed in Bettles in late July and started planning his adventure in Gates of the Arctic, he did have one specific goal in mind.
To migrate with the caribou, and so they had done some advance reconnaissance with aircraft, and we were getting reports from other rangers and scientists who had been in the field and saw overall probably almost 1,000 caribou in the last 10 days.
But Lias is quick to point out that what his music evokes is somewhat intangible. You may not, for example, hear the musical version of a caribou.
It's more likely to be, what did it feel like to look at the caribou, rather than what does a caribou sound like? Although I will say that as I listened to the sounds, certainly there are some very musical sounds out there. The wolves howling, the sound of a loon.
He uses writing and photography in the field to keep track of his feelings and his senses.
I stand on the tundra and I photograph, because visual images capture so much of the experience and it's easy to retrieve later. Sometimes I'm journaling, you know, what my thought process is. Sometimes it's simply what we did today. Other times it's little sketches of musical melodies or just shapes on a page of, I want a big blob of brass instruments playing something staccato and then followed by percussion going boom, 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 boom. And I'll just, you know, just scribble things on the page to try and capture those ideas so I don't lose them.
When he returns, it's not with sheet music. That comes after he's had time to sort through his photos and flip through the pages of his journals.
Since I'm a classical composer, it's not the sort of thing you can do easily in a tent. So I usually do the composing afterwards. But I come back from the residency with lots of really solid ideas, many of which end up in the piece itself.
Lias has completed residencies in five other national parks, including Rocky Mountain in Colorado and Big Bend in Texas. All of the music Stephen Lias composes will be compiled to mark the centennial celebration of the National Park Service in 2016. In Bettles, I'm Emily Schwing.